A researcher with the Prairie Swine Center says a range of strategies have been shown effective for reducing aggression among group-housed sows. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
In response to Canadian pig code of practice changes, which will require gestating sows to be housed in groups, researchers working on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork have been exploring the social dynamics of group-housed sows. Dr. Jennifer Brown, a research scientist ethology with the Prairie Swine Center, says the biggest challenge has been addressing aggression.
Certainly in the wild, we don't see groups of pigs in general mixing at all. They are in very discrete groups, and they remain quite isolated throughout their life and don't join with other groups of pigs. So yes, we're asking them, you know, in our pens and barns to work out their differences when they would prefer just to separate and be in separate pens. So factors related to their levels of aggression would be familiarity. So sows that are familiar with other animals from, say, previous gestations are going to be less aggressive towards one another because certainly they are capable of recognizing each other. And there's certainly genetic selection that can be done to choose animals that are going to be more passive and less aggressive when mixed in a group. And then our rearing practices, we can certainly work on ways of encouraging earlier socialization. So some researchers have mixed pigs allowing litters to co-mingle at as early as 12 days, which is more of a natural age for pigs in the wild to be socialized with other members of the group. So researchers have definitely shown that early mixing reduces aggression later on. And then if you have gilts that you're developing, mixing them multiple times, they will get more used to developing social skills for adapting to changes in the group.
Dr. Brown says those factors, as well as mixing practices, can be used to reduce aggression. For more, visit groupsowhousing.ca. For farmskip.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.